The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the territory of the Gadarenes, two demoniacs who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away. And when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demoniacs. Thereupon, the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy 4th of July to everybody. The very best way to celebrate the 4th of July is to come to Mass, in all honesty. Because the 4th of July, it's a lot more than just a historical bookmarker. It's a lot more than the day in which Jefferson began writing the Declaration of Independence. And just as an aside, you've all seen that famous painting by John Trumbull that shows the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And it's got all these people gathered around. Never happened. It turns out that they signed it slowly over several months and they weren't even finished until November, right? But it's about a lot more than just a historical bookmarker, right? The 4th of July is about freedom. And Mass is the place, the prayer, that makes the relationship possible that preserves freedom in the first place. Freedom is a paradox now. A seeming contradiction, which is no contradiction at all. So I ask most people, what is freedom? And most people would answer, well, it means I can do whatever I want, or some variant thereof. It means I can do whatever I want. Think about it for a moment now. Freedom can't mean that. We human beings are spiritual and physical, and we exist in communities. You can't even so much as have an interior monologue with yourself. Think about this for just a moment. That isn't some kind of a dialogue. We always exist in communities. And freedom for you must always mean freedom for me, and vice versa. Or it isn't real. Or to put it very simply, the right to swing your arm ends where my nose begins. Some people will say, well, gee, that's why we have tolerance. Father, why can't we just have tolerance? Listen, tolerance is great, but it's not anything like near enough. Tolerance is an ill-defined, mediocre virtue. If you're a store owner and I'm a shoplifter, you can't tolerate my theft. It just doesn't work. Screaming underneath the existence of my idea of tolerance and your idea of justice, screaming behind that is a desire to understand something that is objectively true. And freedom can only exist when all sides acknowledge and recognize that objective truth. That objective truth, ladies and gentlemen, is God. It's the objective truth that comes from God. And that is why when a society casts off God, as ours has and is doing, one of the first casualties is freedom, because what's left? Nothing but a conflict of wills. The powerful do what they will, and the powerless suffer what they must. And that is not freedom. That's why Pope John Paul II, in his encyclical Veritatis Splendor, said that in a culture of relativism and secularism, that culture will always devolve into tyranny. Because there will be nothing left but a conflict of wills. Freedom can't exist in such a culture. Interesting word, culture. You know what it comes from? It comes from the Latin word cultus, which means worship. Just something to think about for a moment. Crash course on culture. This is what culture is. Take a large group of people, give them lots of free time. and by lots of free time I mean centuries and centuries, right? They will express what they believe with what they do. They'll express it in their poetry, they'll express it in their song, they'll express it in their buildings, they'll express it in what they value. What we have, unfortunately, in our own time today is an anti-culture, because it's not based on anything objective. It's just based on individualism and selfism. Such a culture can't last. Our independence was won at the hands of rebels. And you are today's rebels. When you fight against sin and relativism, you are freedom fighters. And that's why the very best way to celebrate the 4th of July is to come to Mass, to build that relationship with the Lord, without which no freedom can be possible at all. Here in the Gospel, the demons turn to our Lord and they say, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Isn't it comforting to know that there will be an appointed time, right? That at one point, the evil machinations of the dark powers will be made manifest, and all will be able to see the deceptive power of evil. One day, in God's own time, after evil has had its hour, God will have his day. But in the meantime, you and I, we do our part, building up our relationship with the Lord and building up our relationship with one another in the process. Christ our Lord said that if you keep to my teaching, you will truly be my disciples. And then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.